Reservoir rethink is needed as costs continue to rise. The government is being urged to rethink their decision to approve plans for the huge reservoir near Abingdon. It would cover the size, somewhere in the region, of the size of Gatwick Airport, and is expected to provide water for about 15 million people. Campaign group Safer Waters and the CPRE Oxfordshire launched a judicial review against water management plan in June, which was unfortunately unsuccessful. Following this, Thames Water revealed the cost of building the reservoir could triple from £2.2 billion to between £5.5 and £7.5 billion. This was despite the company maintaining in the judicial review that the cost would remain at £2.2 billion. Vale of Whitehall's District Council debated a motion which urges the government to reconsider the decision given the increasing costs at their council meeting on Wednesday, 22nd of October. A total of 50 people attended the meeting in support of the motion when 8 people were registered to speak. Councillor Sarah James, the leader of the Green Group, who represents the Hendred, said, I've never seen so many residents at one of our meetings, and I'm grateful to everyone who came and to those especially who spoke. Thames Water have got a £2.2 billion reservoir through the process so far, and then just seemed able to whack the price up as high as they like with no further questions. People are angry and upset about the lack of accountability. Residents have no confidence in Thames Water's calculations. The cost effectiveness or otherwise of a £7.5 billion reservoir has never been considered, never mind weighed up against the alternative options such as water transfer schemes, because Thames Water did not reveal the eye-watering price until after the decisions were made. The motion was passed unanimously by the district councillors. On top of the increased cost of the building of the reservoir, the operating costs for the next 65 years are estimated to be £1.9 billion. Thames Water is launching a statutory consultation which will close in January next year. They will submit their application for planning consent to the government in August next year. If the scheme is granted, it's hoped that the building would start in 2029 and the reservoir would be operational from 2040. Neville Muncaster, Strategic Water Resources Director for Thames Water, said, "Working through the development process, we are applying lessons from other major projects in the UK. Whenever we are able. This has included providing an update on what we expect the reservoir to cost as early as possible and well before construction, when it becomes difficult to adapt to revisions."